This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Question of the day. Donald Trump, a force for good, for the Republican cause, for conservative governance, or is he a drag on that? A little hint of that yesterday from some folks that said, you know, his antics, goes after DeSantis. Of course, next week we'll find out whether he's a candidate for president in 2024, but we asked the question. Get your take. 701-271-1100 to weigh in on that today. Toll free from wherever you're listening at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. You can also text us. 701-237-1590. One listener says, one thing no one is talking about is what if Trump and DeSantis team up on the same ticket? Would that not pull in the best chance in 2024?
That'd be a great ticket.
Trump DeSantis.
Again, I'm not saying if Trump runs, I'm voting for him. If he gets the nominee, if he's the guy, I'm voting for him, no question.
What if DeSantis runs with him?
Of course.
And you love that ticket a little more?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's see. We have Barry on the phone. Barry, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Yeah, I'm 100% Trump, but who else has put us first as America? Nobody else has, and he's leading the charge in all this, and of course everybody else is doing the same now because they get it. But if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be where we're at, and I'd vote for him in a heartbeat again. Heck, with his antics aren't that bad. I mean, people got to grow up and just realize his policies are outweighing everybody's policies that have ever come before him, including Reagan. Reagan was great, but nothing like Trump is. He knows how to make sure other countries come in line. He's really good at it. And who else could do it better than him?
When you say us, you mean individually us, or you mean America?
America, absolutely. America, I mean, having Mike on was great because he told us even more about the automated online election fraud. And sure, you can get more fraud in elections when they're not paper and you go online. China can hack in. Anybody can hack in if they're smart enough. And they are, it appears, because they're throwing in these illegal votes when there's more people or more votes than there are people in a county. It's Not rocket science to figure this stuff out.
A little smelly. Appreciate the call very much. Thank you for that, Barry. Texter says, at this point, if you still stand by Trump, you're against the future of the GOP. Ouch. That's a hot one. Let's go to Wes Fargo. You're next on What's On Your Mind, 271-1100, toll-free 855-200-1776. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott Westfelter. You know, Scott, I think one of the first things as Republicans we have to realize is that the Democrats we're dealing with, it's just not about their philosophical values. These people are evil, and they're backed by hundreds of millions of dollars of media coverage that we as Republicans cannot equal with our campaign contributions. And I think their evilness is demonstrated by our good friend and patriot Mike Lindell. They have just financially destroyed that man because of the work that he's done in trying to make legitimate elections. Now, when it comes to the election, the biggest loser in this is Mitch McConnell. And Mitch McConnell has not given, and his Senate leadership has not gotten the Republican base to be energized. And I will give credit to McConnell for having the courage to make sure that Merrick Garland did not become Supreme Court justice. He got the Supreme Court justices passed. He got taxes passed. You got to give him high marks for that. But he can no longer be leader of the Republican Senate if we are to gain places. Now, the question about Trump. I think that Trump is probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, policy president in my lifetime, which goes back to Eisenhower, probably even exceeding Reagan. He's been an incredible policy president.
He was.
But he has a problem communicating with the people. And because of his communication problem, I believe that he was a big loser. He was a loser in this election. And going forward, I think he has to switch from trying to be king and be a kingmaker. Like I said, I just, he's an incredible policy man. Just the people he put up around him is just admirable.
But great point. And what they got done. I mean, the whole America First agenda.
Yep.
Pretty phenomenal. Great points, Wes.
Really,
by the way,
agree.
I was going to tell you, talking about the media and the campaign contributions, I saw a comparison here.
Oh,
in Arizona, Masters versus Kelly. Kelly had $73 million to Masters $9 million in contributions. I don't know where Mitch McConnell was on that one. Herschel Walker had $32 million versus Warnock $76 million. In Nevada, Laxalt looks like he's going to pull that race out. $12 million to Cortez, $47 million. And in New Hampshire, a race the Democrat won, $36 million to $2 million. That's pretty... Lou Dobbs tweeted this out and said, Leader McConnell has got to go. Look at the breakdown of money spent at some battleground Senate seats. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So just wanted to piggyback on some of your points there. Appreciate the call. Let's see here. Who is next? Dave in Carlstead, Minnesota. Dave, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Scott, is that me?
Yep.
Scott, you got to know the president and hang out with him. His first 2 years in office with Republicans holding both the House and the Senate, they got a ton of good stuff done with regard to reducing regulations. You know, the popular narrative was that, you know, for every new regulation, they got rid of three or four, and that was awesome. But other than when he was running in 16 and he mentioned from time to time reducing the deficit and reducing spending and maybe even killing the national debt, he talked about that in 16, but in 17 and 18, I didn't see or hear any of that. And I was wondering if you have any insight as to why he didn't make more of an effort to reduce the size of the government in terms of spending and deficits and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair criticism. You know, I do. You know, it's sort of... you know, while there was a lot of policies that were good, there wasn't sort of a wholesale Reagan-esque, like, you know, reduction in
buy-in,
big
yeah.
government.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't there. So, fair point, for sure. Fred and Wing, let's get you in here. Got about a minute. Lay it on me, Fred.
Yes, I think that Trump was a was playing kingmaker while he's supposed to still be king. I mean, that was a pretty good deal for Trump to do that, go out and help everybody. Who did more to make a new king than him? He's supposed to be king, but the, like Mike Lindell said, these elections have been stolen from us. And we need to wipe really good before we get out of this election. And let's take care of everything of this crap that went on. Let's take care of that. And I think this announcement that Trump's going to make is going to be, he's got the goods on this, not that he's running for president. Because it ain't time to do that yet for him.
What's he going to announce then?
He's going to announce that he's got the goods on this election. I got the goods on Biden. And it's going to go downhill for all the Democrats.
Very interesting.
Again.
There you go.
Oh, there
you go. Yeah.
Well, we know what we're going to be watching next week, that's for sure. Fred, good to hear from you. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll keep going here. 271-1100, 855-200-1776 after this. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include 480 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of excellent cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, and in Minnesota, 123 acres of cropland in Clay County, and 401 acres of cropland in Douglas County. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios today, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. A little hamburger hot dish waiting for you in Harwood today. You never go wrong with hamburger hot dish. Bring you back to visiting Grandma's house and have some great hot dish.
Goulash.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Good stuff. Spaghetti and garlic bread at 12th Avenue, 929. Salisbury steak at MP Avenue today. Meatloaf on 45th. Yulin. Always great grab-and-go specials. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Valley City. There's stew in Glendon today. They got the stew going. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. Texter says, this country can't take any more of Trump. If he cares about this country like he says, he will back off. Think about what he says about people. His comments are rude, hurtful, and not a good look for any professional person. People are tired of the hate and all the attention, good and bad, that he loves. We need a young, dynamic leader. All right. A little bit of breaking news in here, Kev. Maricopa County in Arizona, evidently they've stopped counting votes for today after 20 ballots because they ran out of fingers and toes. So kind of an issue down there. That
you cannot make it up.
I'll be here all week. Yes.
I got a text in here. I don't know why Trump would want to put himself through six more years of ridicule and undeserved hatred. He's 78, and it's time to retire to Mar-a-Lago.
He loves the game.
Or he could golf and spend time with a beautiful wife and family without the 24-hour stress of being president. I don't think that's in his future. I think that I totally agree with it. I don't think he'd want to put himself or his family through this, but he is 1,000% going to be involved intimately with the whole process.
I mean, he's got a plane flying around the country. Yeah. Doing 2-3 rallies a week leading up to an election right now. I mean,
yep.
He wouldn't need to do that. He just loves the game.
Yep, true.
Another listener, yes, Trump is the only one. Others will run and promise, but they are proven disruptor. Trump is the only one who has taken it to the swamp. All right, they like the record. Another, Trump helps. Trump DeSantis 2024. His many loyal supporters, by the way, who is watching these vote counts on the Republican side? Or are they trusting the libs again to count? They're bringing in fake votes as we speak. Going back to the Mike Lindell conversation from last hour. Another listener, one thing no one is talking about is what if Trump and DeSantis team up on the same ticket? Would that not pull in the best chance in 2024? A lot of our listeners are saying that. That would be that'd be interesting. No doubt about it. Another listener, there is no way the Republicans ever run our country again until our elections are fair and transparent. Debbie Downer there. Another, Trump needs to change his tone and step out of the spotlight for a while. When he returns, he needs to speak, act, and appear Reagan-esque if he wants to win. After any bad relationship, wounds heal, and you forget why you left and only remember the good times. Another listener, at this point, voter fraud is a narrative that you choose to push because you need to appease Lindell. We've waited and waited for Lindell's predictions to bear fruit, but it turns out he's just selling pillows. All right. Another texter, just saw my cousin post this on Facebook. You know what would be interesting? Trump as Speaker of the House. I would watch that show.
Yeah, make the popcorn for that one, too.
Yeah, and just a... A note that folks might not know, but you don't need to be elected to be Speaker of the House. Anybody can be appointed Speaker of the House. So, but that would have to mean somebody in the Republican leadership says, yes, we want Trump to be Speaker of the House. And that isn't a slam dunk either.
Tech says some want Trump, some don't want anything to do with him. I'm DeSantis Pompeo, or how about DeSantis Hoeven? And I'm happy. See, I think there's such a bench. There is such a bench for the Republicans.
You mentioned Pompeo. He's a great one.
I'm telling you.
Pompeo's a great one.
Look, I mean, there's a lot to choose from. Competent decision makers, leaders, that Trump can anoint and not have to go through the day-to-day of any of it. And to think that the text about, well, Trump's the only one. All eyes are on a guy like DeSantis or Pompeo. And you think they're going to go in and just not be America first? They're going to run on it, get elected on it, deliver that message, and then suddenly get there and go, yeah, no, we're going to do this, whatever you say.
You trust him.
I don't see that in DeSantis. DeSantis is a beast.
Let me rip through the rest of these texts here. Trump or DeSantis would be great, says this one, but the people in this nation need to change their ways and put God first, and then America will be great again.
Amen.
A God-fearing people are the only kind of people that can be governed by our Constitution, by leaders who uphold the Constitution, according to George Washington. Another, I don't know why Trump would want to put himself through six more years of ridicule and undeserved hatred. He's 78. It's time to retire to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
You read
that
one?
Yeah, I covered that one. Yep.
All right. Going down the list. You jumping into the text, Jeremy? Question to Mike Lindell, how many Republicans are supporting you? I would guess only a couple. Says everything you need to know about the Republican Party. They love the corruption just as much as the Democrats. You, Mike, are a true patriot. Another, if we control both houses, name Trump Speaker of the House. Somebody else wants that to happen. Listen to the messengers, Donald Trump and Mike Lindell. Fix 2020 or cheating will continue. Guess what? Fix 2022. Thank you. All right. Trump was a necessary backhand of the Republican Party to knock loose the lethargic complacency, but at this point he is becoming more of a liability than an asset. He's still stuck on 2020, and that's going to drag the party down if he runs again. Time to move on. That's an interesting assessment
that seems
there.
That seems to be the theme right there.
Yeah.
That seems to be the thought, I hope. And, you know, I'm sure he's doing his own research, too. But
Chad emails, Trump needs to bow out and offer suggestions of good candidates. He's now poison to all crowds and only hurts votes. You know what's interesting to me when I hear something like that?
Not all crowds.
I look at the crowds that he draws.
Right, yeah.
He can draw a crowd unlike anybody in politics today. I mean, still, these crowds are humongous.
No, I mean, we say, you know, kingmaker, the role of kingmaker. I mean, he's going to have to sign off, and whoever's running, I mean, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't have to, but whoever's delivering the message and the policies, you know, he'll be involved.
Another listener, 78-year-old man that hits his driver 250 yards down the fairway. I'd take him on a scramble.
There you go. That's what he says. He can still knock her 250.
Ruth.
I believe him.
Ruth says, President Trump does say pretty much the same thing at his rallies, but he has a different audience. These rallies inform thousands of people that the news media wouldn't get to. That's a good point, Ruth. You're going to hear things there you would never hear on the evening news.
Yeah, oh, the liberal media for sure.
You'd never hear from the media.
I don't say mainstream anymore. It's either liberal or conservative media. There's very little right down the middle.
Fake news.
Oh yeah,
there we go.
Plenty of that.
Fake news. There they are. Fake news. Another listener says President Trump has not hurt the Republican Party, paving the way for candidates like DeSantis, Kristi Noem, Josh Hawley, and others. Hopefully they will take control of the future of the Republican Party and retire McConnell and the rest of the rhinos. You know what's interesting about that comment? There is a deep bench. There is a deep bench of Republican leaders. Now, not necessarily all presidential timber, but just good Republican leaders. Kristi Noem's one of them.
Well, look at Marco. Listen to Marco Rubio's message.
He's another.
When he got the win.
No matter how many press conferences you give about the threat to democracy and all this other garbage, we are never going to abandon common sense.
We have embraced freedom. We have maintained law and order. We have protected the rights of parents. We have respected our taxpayers. And we reject woke ideology.
That was
that's DeSantis and Marco Rubio.
Rubio first, yeah.
That message isn't going to change if they go into the White House.
Good Florida thinking there.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With roughly 100,000 votes not counted yet in Nevada, 900,000 ballots in Arizona in need of tabulation, Republican Steve Richer, the Maricopa County Recorder, explains the delay of the midterm results.
Once they go through signature verification, once they are deemed good signature, once they go through an audit queue, then they can be sent ahead to the board for tabulation. This number is immense, but it does inhibit us from having a higher percentage of returns available within the first 24, 48 hours. But it is important that we do signature verify all of those because it is how we confirm your identity.
President Biden said he plans to discuss how the United States and China can avoid conflict when he meets with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping during a trip next week to Bali, Indonesia. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the filter on the outside.
Back on What's On Your Mind. It's still a wet drive for you around the Fargo-Moorhead Metro. Checking out the road report. You've got an ugly road report if you're looking at anything around. It looks to be Jamestown West, really. The whole southern quadrant of North Dakota. Then you have our part more wet. Some freezing rain closer to Valley City and Jamestown on the interstate. Otherwise, wet conditions all throughout the region in the southeast corner of North Dakota. You got interesting because you have the northeast quadrant, really the whole north east half of North Dakota is just perfectly good driving conditions. Then you get back out west again and you have some road conditions that are less than desirable there. So just things to keep an eye on if you are traveling. Road conditions not exactly ideal as we deal with our first major winter weather event. We'll check on some weather here for you coming up in a little bit as well. Give you more details on that. On the program we call What's On Your Mind. Nadia Smetana is here. She is the clinic director of Dakota Hope Clinic. And their annual Festival of Trees is coming up. We love this event. We tell you about it every year. And we want to give you details on this event coming up in the near future today as well on the program. Nadia, how are you?
Doing great, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much. So you excited for this year's Festival of Trees, the annual Festival of Trees?
Yes, we are. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. You know, it's just something that's growing each year into a larger event for the community, and it is a good way for people to come out and not have to spend a lot of money, but to have a good time and just get in the spirit of the holidays.
So tell us a little bit about what will happen. What do you got planned?
Okay, so it's the two-day event. It opens up Friday, November 18th, so a week from tomorrow, and it opens at noon, and one of the things that we'll have for the 2 days is a holiday shop vendor show. So that means that we've like got over 30 vendors who are there that want to give you ideas for your Christmas gifts and giving, and so that'll be fun. We'll also have a silent auction that people can start bidding on at noon that day, and they can come and view those items and just place their bids if they want to, or they can even view them online from home and do it online. In the afternoon then, starting at 1 o'clock on Friday, we have something called Tea in the Trees. And you can, as the title says, you can come and get free refreshments and also a homemade Christmas treat of some sort, cookies or bars. And during the time you are enjoying that, you can listen to some great music.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
That's what starts it off.
That sounds wonderful. That's day one.
Yes, and then that goes on in the afternoon, and then the evening on that day, I'll just share that with you a little bit. We have some additional things. We have a free family photo booth starting at 4 o'clock, so families can come and get their picture taken for free by a professional, and then they have to print them themselves, but the photo shoot is no charge, so they can get that checked off their list. There's also some opportunities for making decorations or making Christmas cards, making your own. That's from 4 to 8. And in addition to that, with Thanksgiving coming the next week on Thursday, if you can come and do your holiday baking by coming to our bake sale and purchasing your holiday baking. So that'll be from 4 to 8 on Friday.
All right. What else do we need to know?
Well, all during that day, then, I want to tell you about some of the music we have that's new this year. During from 1 till 8 that day on Friday, we will have different musicians playing all the time. We have several school groups, one from Hovind Elementary and one from Edison. Marcia Deloriers is a well-known singer in our area. She's made recordings. She's going to perform for us. Plus, the Renat Ballet Company is going to do a demonstration for us. And then in the evening, we have Karen Atwood on the piano. We have a bell choir from First Lutheran coming. We have the brass quintet. And Minot Chamber Chorale is going to perform it from 7 to 8. So we have a lot going on that day. And then Saturday, we open up again at 9 o'clock in the morning and go till 3. And also more music, silent auction bidding. And that day, on Saturday, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there to greet the children. And we'll have more music from the jazz band from Glenburn, Jared and Kelly from Our Savior's Lutheran Church worship leaders. Chloe Marie is well known. She is going to be performing at noon till 1 with Leland Mullen. A lot of people in our area know Gordy Crazy Fingers Lindquist from Botno. He's the guy that lays on his back and plays the piano back upside down. And so anyway, he'll be entertaining from 1 to 2. And then we'll cap it all off in the afternoon from 2 to 3 with the Heritage Singers. So, and there's other things going on, free family things going on during the day, like free horse-drawn wagon rides for the children, free family photo booth again on Saturday as well as Friday. And then a neat thing that we have for children that will get them into help them learn about the real meaning of Christmas is we have something called Follow the Star Treasure Hunt. And they get to go around to different stations and they meet the different characters that were involved in the first Christmas, like the innkeeper, then the angels and the shepherds and the wise men, and then finally Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus. And they hear, they can interact with these characters and find out what it was like for them that first Christmas night.
That sounds like a wonderful couple of days for a great cause at Dakota Hope Clinic. And tell us, before we let you go, a little bit about the good work you do at the Dakota Hope Clinic and what this Festival of Trees help you do all year long.
I will do that, Scott. But before I do that, can I tell about the evening, Saturday evening event? Okay, starting at 5 o'clock, this is the only ticketed event that we have. And there'll be a dinner and a live auction on Friday, the 19th, starting at 5 o'clock. Doors open at 5, dinner served at 5:30. And then the live auction will start at 7 o'clock. This year we have recruited Ben Stegelmeyer from Integrity Auctioneers, and he'll be our auctioneer. And we have some, in addition to the decorated Christmas trees, we have grills and other wonderful items that people can bid on for the live auction. And they can also, if they don't want to take a tree home, they can donate it to one of our nonprofit partners or one of our clients that we serve every day. And the tickets for that event, the evening event on Saturday, the dinner and auction, are on sale now. People can go to festoftrees.com to buy their tickets. And if they buy them before Saturday night of this week now, before they get them before the 12th of November, they're $20 per person. And after that, they go up to $25 per person. So we encourage people to get their tickets now in the next couple of days while they're still at the $20 price. We have plenty of tickets available still.
And it is for a great cause, the Dakota Hope Clinic.
Hope. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to tell folks, I mean, the good work that you do year in and year out is worth this Festival of Trees evening. It's such an important evening for you. But tell us a little bit more about what the Dakota Hope Clinic does.
Okay, Dakota Hope is the pregnancy health center. We're one of eight in the state now. And we assist women and men who are dealing with an unplanned or otherwise stressful pregnancy. We offer them some free services like a free pregnancy test, free limited OB ultrasound, and then we offer them consultation regarding their options. And we have, I want to emphasize that we have licensed, registered nurses that do this, and they always offer only evidence-based information. Our medical services are supervised by local licensed physicians, so we're not some kind of a fly-by-night outfit here. We are very careful and accurate in what we tell clients and how we guide them. And all our services are free, Scott. So if a woman is feeling really alone and scared due to an unplanned pregnancy, Dakota Hope is the place to call because she'll be treated with a non-judgmental attitude, just love and respect and compassion, and we will be there for her to help her all the way through her pregnancy and up to 3 years afterwards. We have something called Earn While You Learn that we offer our clients. And this is another free program that offers education for how to get through their pregnancy in a healthy manner, how to get through labor and delivery, and then lots of instructions on how to be a parent, how to be a good parent, how to learn different life skills that you might need brushing up on, like how to have good relationships, how to do everything from apply for a job to keeping your house in order and making a budget, things like that. So we offer lots of assistance and support all the way up to 3 years after the birth. So we're not just interested in seeing that baby be born. We're interested in supporting those parents for a long time.
What a great, great cause it is, the Dakota Hope Clinic in Minot. And, Nadia, thanks for doing what you do and the entire crew. Tell us one more time the website on the Festival of Trees tickets.
Festoftrees.com. Go there for all the details and to buy tickets for the dinner and auction.
Festoftrees.com. Very good. Take care,
and
Nadia.
And just to tell you that the event is at the North Dakota State Fair Center.
Of course it is. It's in Minot. Got to be at the State Fire Center for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Nadia, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, is here 16 before the top of the hour. Just less than a minute, Dino. Anything new on the weather scene? Looks like it's getting wetter.
Yeah, just wanted to update you. As expected, remember we had a lull in the precip earlier. Now we're starting to see more freezing rain develop, pushing from south to north. This changes to snow, heavy snow right now. Out around Cooperstown, up through Bismarck, and extending back also up towards Grand Forks. So basically Grand Forks to, we'll say Castleton area, down towards Bismarck. Heavy snow developing now. Our freezing rain will change here to sleet and then snow as we head into the afternoon. So deteriorating conditions for the rest of the day. Be safe.
And increase in precip out there now.
Yeah, increase in precip currently in the FM area.
Thank you, sir. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, with an update on this weather scene. Be safe out there, folks. More coming up.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today, and corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline, and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Veterans Day tomorrow. We're starting a little bit early, saluting one of our favorite leathernecks, the one and only Jim the Flagpole Guy.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, it is. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm all right. Hey, we're enjoying a blizzard here today in Mandan. If you're going to have a blizzard, you might as well have a good one. Not much movement here.
Yeah.
But, you know, today is the Marine Corps birthday, and in honor of that 247th birthday, I'd just like to talk about a great American, a great man of work ethic, a great man of valor and courage and, just flat-out trustworthiness. Chesty Bowler. You know, when we're a new recruit, of course, most of us knew who Chesty was by the time we got to the Marine Corps boot camp. But before we hit the rack every night, we would say goodnight. The drill instructor would say goodnight, recruits, and we'd all say goodnight, drill instructor, sir. And then we'd say, good night, Chesty Fuller, wherever you are. And we did that every night for 13 weeks. And Chesty Fuller was the greatest Marine ever. He ended as a general. And when you look him up, he was one, a godly, a legend, a Marine's Marine, the only Marine to be awarded 5 Navy crosses, served in the bloodiest battles, Guadalcanal, Chosin Reservoir, Battle of Peleliu. Famous quote, we've been looking for the enemy for some time now. We finally found him. We're surrounded. That simplifies things. He was tough as a knotty pine and cocky as a bantam rooster. Well, so today, you know, we're going to go ahead and activate some more Chesty Fullers out there. We're in a really kind of a tough time right now, and it's time that we remember our training. And you know, we're praying for America. We're praying for a peaceful resolution. But once a Marine, always a Marine. Our DD-214s did not, you know, nullify our commitment to the Constitution and the oath that we took. And, you know, in honor of Chesty Fuller and the United States Marine Corps, and to all the Marines that are out there and all the Marine families, thank you. God bless America. Since 1775, we have stood for valor and we stood for American exceptionalism and honor, respect. And as a United States Marine, I say thank you for supporting us and thank you for the Marine Corps for protecting America. And in honor of that, today is a friend of mine. We've been in communication since 1983 when we met. His name is Harry Barber. He's from Youngstown, Ohio, and he doesn't know I'm bringing his name up on the radio with just thousands and thousands of listeners. But in honor of Marine Corps birthday, and it's Harry's birthday every year on 10 November, so I'm going to call him here pretty soon and tell him to listen in to What's on Your Mind, the Flag Family Media. We love you, Harry. We thank you. Even though you're a Democrat, I'm glad to have served with you, and I know you have my back, and I love you. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, America. Thanks for everybody for listening. And God bless you, and God bless America, Scott.
Thank you. God bless America, that's for sure. We can't let you go without talking about how folks can start planning for when there's a little less snow. By the way, it's only wet here. So if you want to come to the Red River Valley, you can escape some of that snow and have a little vacation, Jim. But talk a little bit about the prep work you're doing for springtime for folks that want to plan a flag presentation.
Well, first of all, we've hired a new administrative assistant. We lost our Joan, but we have Brenda. Brenda Jr., I'm going to call her, I guess. She's going to be helpful with the administrative of all of the calls and the traffic. We have Noah here for all of your flag needs and flag repairs and flag maintenance programs. Please contact Noah. If you contacted me before, please contact me again for Noah, flags@ndflagpoleguide.com. Well, anyways, there's plenty of reasons for people to stay optimistic and plant the flagpole. And we're more solid now than ever, Scott, that I've ever been. I'm so happy for this place. We have Carter on board helping with the mechanics side and the installation side. We have Noah here, and then we have Brenda. And now we're ready to launch U.S. Flagpole Guide 100% here pretty soon. We're just so close. But we're also here in Mandan we're going to expand our opportunities for helping people in other areas now that we're here as well. And there's some announcements to come.
Well, that's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. And folks are always rooting for you, Jim. That's for sure. 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. ndflagpoleguy.com. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. God bless you. Kevin, have a good one, sir.
Thank you, brother.
God bless.
Blessings.
Happy birthday to the Marines, all those leathernecks out there.
Semper Fi, do or die.
There you go. And by the way, nothing has changed in any of the key races. Balance of power in the House or the Senate in the entire time we've been on the air here. So maybe tomorrow. God bless.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.